MyPillow's Mike Lindell was on Trump-friendly Newsmax TV this past Tuesday afternoon, and surprisingly, it did not go well. Here's the audio, and you'll notice, by the way, how one of the two hosts' voices toward the end just disappears. Well, that's because that host, Bob Sellers, walked out saying, nope, I'm out. I'm not taking this ride.
Twitter apparently now has permanently suspended the MyPillow company account, the company account, after its CEO, Mike Lindell, used the page, they say, to continue posting. This comes as Twitter permanently banned Lindell's personal account last week. Joining us now to discuss is the founder and CEO of MyPillow and the author of the book, What Are the Odds? Mike Lindell. Mike, thank you so much for joining us and welcome. So
well,
what happened? What happened with your Twitter account and the company page?
Well, first, mine was taken down because we have all the election fraud with these Dominion machines. We have 100% proof. And then when they took it down about 3 weeks ago, when I put it back up, my personal,
Mike, thank you very much. You're talking about machines that we at Newsmax have not been able to verify any of those kinds of allegations. We just want to let people know that there's nothing substantive that we've seen. And let me read you something there. While there were some clear evidence of some cases of vote fraud and election irregularities, the election results in every state were certified, and Newsmax accepts the results as legal and final. The courts have also supported that view. So right. We wanted to talk to you about canceling culture, if you will. We don't want to relitigate the allegations that you're making, Mike, because we understand where you are. So let me ask you this. Do you think that this should be temporary? Because it appears to be permanent. Could you make an argument that it is temporary?
What?
Could you make an argument that this could be a temporary banning rather than permanent?
No, I want it to be a permanent because, you know what? They did this because I'm revealing all the evidence on Friday of all the election fraud with these machines. So I'm sorry if you
okay.
think it's not
Mike,
real.
Can I ask our producers, can we get out of here, please? I don't want to have to keep going over this.
Actually,
we at Newsmax have not been able to verify any of those allegations.
Mike, hold on a second. Mike, hold on 1 second. Let's talk a little bit about just what is happening overall in terms of censorship.
Cancel out my company and myself. Okay. In this country, it's cancel culture. They're trying to cancel me out. And you ask the question, why did they cancel that? Because I have evidence of the machine gun,
okay.
and I'm going to reveal it all on Friday.
Okay. All right. Well, Mike, I think a lot of folks understand that. A lot of folks feel that they are being censored as well, especially conservatives. They think something needs to be done about it. We have the New York Times saying now that the Biden administration should have a reality czar. So we're definitely headed down a dangerous road. Mike, we really appreciate you joining us. We know that lots of folks support you all across this country. Thank you. We appreciate it. We have to wrap it up, though. Okay.
Did you notice how the hosts are sitting there with a prepared disclaimer when a guest goes down Dominion Drive? By the way, Lindell was back on Newsmax later that night, and he did keep that conversation confined to his Twitter ban, but Newsmax and especially Bob Sellers, the host that walked out there, they're not exactly favorites on Trump Island these days. Sellers actually was made to apologize on the air the next day after all that happened.